Iran is hosting an international conference on Qadir Khum. The conference is aimed at discussing different aspects of the divine message of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to all Muslims. Scholars and thinkers from 35 countries, among them Algeria, Pakistan, the Netherlands, Nigeria, Turkey, South Africa, Spain, Iraq and Lebanon, have taken part in the event. Eid al-Qadir is the anniversary commemorating the last sermon of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in 632 AD at the Pond of Khum in Saudi Arabia. The sermon, which was attended by tens of thousands of Muslims performing Hajj, saw the Prophet of Islam appointing Imam Ali, peace be upon him, as his successor.
Al-Qadir is a story of leadership, of a pure Islamic or godly real leadership. And that is the importance where, for example, the revolutions that are being deviated or manipulated in the Arab countries, it's Al-Ghadir ideology, Al-Ghadir idea of having a pure leader, a sincere leader.
Eid al-Qadir is an anniversary of special significance to all Muslims. It commemorates the occasion at Qadir Khum, when by divine command, Prophet Muhammad designated his cousin Imam Ali to succeed him as the leader of the Muslim community. The occasion of Qadir Khum is also associated with the well-attested prophetic tradition that he has left behind two weighty things, namely the Holy Quran and his progeny, which Muslims consider to be the Prophet's testamentary declaration. Muslims believe the event of Qadir Khum completed Islam, and without Qadir, the fate of Muslims and Islam could have been unclear.
The person who is liable, who has the capability of being his successor, is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So had it been that the whole Muslims, they accepted this saying of the Prophet and they work with it, definitely all the problem we are facing today couldn't have been there.
But the enemies of Islam since the time of Prophet have always tried to cover and distort the message of Qadir Khum and made efforts to create division among Shias and Sunnis.
Since the time of the Prophet, the enemies of Islam have tried to create division among Muslims. Even today, Israel and U.S. are trying to foment discord among Muslims. Zionists are the main enemies of Islam, who try to prevent Muslims from having a strong and unified leadership from the beginning because they are afraid of such unity among Muslims.
In commemorating Eid al-Qadir, Muslims celebrate the event of Qadir Khum to renew their allegiance with Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali as the first Imam of the Shia Muslims, and his progeny. Samwan Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.